This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In the last story in a three-part series about a nickel refinery in Oklahoma, KOSU's Sarah Lisi highlights what is at stake for those involved, the company trying to help secure the U.S.'s critical mineral supply chain, and the tribal nations who oppose it.
All right, everybody, come on into the arena. Pour, dance your little hearts out. We got...
It's a hot July afternoon. Comanche tribal citizens and visitors are socializing and dancing at the Comanche Nation's annual homecoming powwow in southwest Oklahoma, about a 30-minute drive southeast of the tribe's headquarters in Lawton. Gatherings like this powwow are integral to sustaining Comanche culture. So is their Oklahoma homeland, says Forrest Tadanipa, the Comanche Nation's chairman.
Things like culture and language, we do our best to make them accessible to the diaspora, but you absolutely need to have people living together to have culture.
Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache, or KCA tribal nations, share a reservation.
We're permanent members of this community, right? We were here before, and now we're here now, and we hope to be here into the future.
Since Westwind Elements started pushing ahead with its plans to refine nickel, KCA tribal citizens fear what they stand to lose if the worst were to occur at the plant near their communities.
If, you know, there were an environmental catastrophe and it did have to cause people to kind of scatter, you know, that would then just be the slow death of the entire culture and language.
Transition minerals, such as nickel, can be used in rechargeable batteries and electric cars. In the long run, they can help combat climate change. Studies have found more than half of energy transition minerals are located on or near indigenous lands. Mining is dormant in southwest Oklahoma, and Westwind does not mine its own ores. However, it relies on mine product for its nickel refining process, which can turn fatal if not done correctly.
We already have so much global pessimism on us.
That's Kaylee Long, the CEO of Westwind Elements.
Why would you do it in the U.S.? It's the worst place to operate. Permitting's horrible. It's so expensive. So certainly, if we failed, it would further probably bolster the global sentiment that don't manufacture in the United States of America.
But Long wants to prove those skeptics wrong because she, too, has a lot at stake trying to operate America's first major nickel refinery.
Pretty much every dollar to my name. I'm the sole financial provider for my two children and me. There is no, you know, rich daddy or granddaddy waiting on me on the other side.
Long says her mission is to decrease the U.S.'s foreign reliance on critical minerals, which are crucial for the national economy and will minimize geopolitical risk. She hopes to clean up a notoriously dirty industry, ensuring ethical mining and environmental practices. But in many cases, indigenous people across the globe resist the critical minerals industry because it can disrupt and/or even destroy ecosystems and their ways of life. Christina Cooper runs the Comanche Nation's Office of Environmental Programs.
I think the concern will always be there just because of the hazards that are possibly there, and not necessarily just with Westwind, just Industrial Park as a whole.
Lawton houses a growing Goodyear tire manufacturing plant, paper factory, and a prospective rocket fuel company called Firehawk Aerospace, and of course, Westwind Elements, which recently entered into two sales purchase agreements totaling $1.7 billion in committed revenue. Cooper says despite concerns that Westwind is an environmental threat, it's meeting criteria. And no matter what happens, her department will continue to monitor the air and water quality to ensure the well-being of their community remains strong and healthy, because their culture depends on it. For KOSU, I'm Sarah Lisi.
This story is supported by the Earth Journalism Network and was the last in a series about the KCA community and Westwind Elements. To read and listen to the whole series, visit KOSU.org. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.